A possibly misguided attempt to foil marriage-related immigrant scams has wilted the flowers for some loving couples trying to get hitched in Louisiana. Hopeful brides and grooms are being turned away at courthouses because of a state law that went into effect in January that requires every foreign-born person to produce their birth certificate to get a marriage license. This week, a man filed a lawsuit calling that law unconstitutional. The Orleans Parish Courthouse turns away about 6 to 8 couples each month for not having the proper documentation, according to the New Orleans Times-Picayune. Mary Yannick is a staff attorney and Lyman Legal Fellow with the New Orleans Workers Center for Racial Justice.
Well, in 2015, the state legislature passed a new marriage license law, which imposes burdensome documentation requirements on immigrants. It specifically makes it more difficult for people who are born outside the United States to get married. In the case that we're working on with our plaintiff who's challenging the law, he's required to produce a birth certificate. But he was born in the Indonesian refugee camp to parents who were fleeing Vietnam. And so he doesn't have a birth certificate. And if he were born in the United States, he could go before a judge with other birth facts, other proof of his birth, and would be able to obtain a license.
So your suspicion legally is that this is an attempt to screen people who come from circumstances outside of the United States that make their immigration status suspect or in flux.
Yes, but it's not just a suspicion. It's a rather remarkable bill that discriminates on its face against those who are born outside the United States. And it's constitutionally suspect to be engaging in discrimination based on place of birth.
Is there a way in which you can get married in the United States that clearly is just a way of getting someone a visa that would be declared illegal by a court? In other words, is there ample enforcement right now of existing law that would prevent people from abusing the laws as they exist?
Certainly. Federal immigration authorities scrutinize marriages when there's an immigration application for a status based on that. And there is a lot of federal immigration enforcement, and that's a federal issue. It's not the role of the state to be engaging in federal immigration enforcement through regulating the ability to obtain a marriage license.
What is the toll that this has taken on your client or clients?
It's really been terrible for them, for the people that I've talked to and for the specific plaintiff in this lawsuit, Victor Vo. People can only obtain a marriage license a few weeks before the wedding, and most people in Louisiana don't know about this law. So when they go to the marriage license office and are denied, it's causing a real crisis in people's lives as they're planning for one of the most momentous occasions in their life to celebrate with friends and family. And some people are in situations where they just feel like they have to engage in self-help. They have to go outside of the state to get a marriage license to get legal recognition of their bond. But a lot of people don't have the means or don't want to do that. Our plaintiff, Victor Rowe, he's lived in Louisiana since he was 3 months old. This is his home. He wants a recognition of his marriage in his home.
Is this state or federal jurisdiction based on where you think this case might go?
The case has been filed in federal court, so it will continue through the federal court system.
And could conceivably make it all the way to the Supreme Court.
Yes, it's a constitutional question. We're challenging the law on the grounds that it's discriminating based on place of birth, a violation of the Equal Protection Clause, as well as infringing upon the fundamental right to marry the person that you love, a right that was protected quite recently by the Supreme Court in the Obergefell case regarding gay marriage.
Mary Yannick is a staff attorney and Lyman Legal Fellow with the New Orleans Workers Center for Racial Justice. Thank you so much, Mary.
Thank you.